This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. officials say they have captured a senior al-Qaeda leader. He's described as the terrorist network's chief of operations in the Persian Gulf area. Abd al-Rahim al-Mashira was captured in recent weeks, according to officials, and is being interrogated at an undisclosed location. Al-Mashiri is considered a key planner in the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen Harbor in the fall of 2000 and a top associate of Osama bin Laden. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Jelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How was this guy caught?
We don't know that, Bob. Officials are saying very little about that. We do know al-Mashiri had been spending a lot of time recently in Yemen. And remember, earlier this month, six alleged al-Qaeda operatives were killed in Yemen when the CIA fired a missile at them from an unmanned aircraft. A U.S. official told me al-Mashiri was captured around the same time as that missile strike, but he would not say whether there was any connection between those two developments, whether, for example, that missile attack was the result of a tip that came from al-Mashiri's capture or vice versa. Maybe whether he was caught in the aftermath of that attack, whether he was on the move, for example. Officials do say al-Mashiri was picked up in an airport, but they won't say what country he was in. And as you said, where he's been held now is also unknown, Bob. So they're being very tight-lipped. Remember, Tom Ridge, the Homeland Security chief, said last weekend that U.S. officials had taken a senior al-Qaeda leader into custody. They wouldn't say at the time who it was because officials were hoping that the news of an unidentified leader being captured might produce some chatter in the terror network and that U.S. intelligence could pick up something from that communication.
How significant is this arrest?
An official told me that al-Mashiri, at the time of his arrest, was one of the top dozen people in the al-Qaeda hierarchy. You know, Bob, sometimes people get arrested and we're told they're important, but their names aren't familiar. That's not the case with al-Mashiri. His name has been in the news often in the last few months as one of the most wanted al-Qaeda leaders, especially in the Persian Gulf region. He was considered operationally the al-Qaeda guy for the Arabian Peninsula, which would include Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Yemen, Qatar, Bahrain, all the places where U.S. troops and ships and aircraft are concentrated right now. So as far as potential threats to U.S. troops in the area around Iraq, this would have been the guy to watch. A senior official told me he was al-Mashiri was planning future attacks on U.S. interests at the time he was captured. As you said, he was considered a top planner of the attack on the USS Cole. He's also thought to have been behind a plot to attack other U.S. and British ships in the area. This official told me al-Mashiri is believed to have trained some of the people who carried out the 1998 embassy bombings in East Africa.
If he was caught 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was in custody before this audio tape aired, revealing that Osama bin Laden is alive and making declarations to his followers. What might al-Mashiri's arrest do to bring authorities closer to bin Laden?
Well, U.S. authorities are undoubtedly trying to get information from him about bin Laden right now. Officials say that al-Mashiri worked closely with bin Laden for about a decade. He knows him very well. He's about 10 years younger than bin Laden. Al-Mashiri's in his mid-30s, but they're both from Saudi Arabia, and al-Mashiri is said to have been with bin Laden in Afghanistan in the 1980s. In fact, he was apparently in Afghanistan at the time of the war there last fall and then moved back to Yemen. And there, of course, there's been some speculation that bin Laden himself moved to Yemen. Al-Qaeda's had a major presence there for some time, but right now it would not seem to be a safe place for bin Laden. You have a government in Yemen that's very cooperative with U.S. counterterrorism efforts, and with these developments there, the al-Qaeda network in Yemen is clearly damaged.
NPR's Tom Jelton.